The individual unit of evolution is the soul. This perception is new to us because, as a species, we have not before been aware of the existence of the soul. In our religious thoughts, we acknowledge what we call the soul, but we have not, until now, taken it seriously enough to consider what the existence of the soul means in terms of everyday experience, in terms of the joys and pains and sorrows and fulfillments that make a human life. We have not turned our attention to the needs of the soul. We have not considered what is required by the soul in order to be healthy. We have not studied the soul, or sought to help it attain what is necessary to its evolution and its health. Because we have been five-sensory, we have focused upon the body and the personality. We have developed an extensive knowledge of the physical apparatus that the soul assumes when it incarnates. We know of amino acids, neurotransmitters, chromosomes, and enzymes, but we do not know of the soul. We do not know how these physical functions serve the soul or are affected by it. We seek to cure dysfunctions of the body by controlling its environment at the molecular level. In other words, our approach to healing is based upon the perception of power as external. This type of healing can be helpful to the body, but it does not, and cannot, heal at the level of the soul. The body is only the instrument of the soul. If the piano player is sick, does it help to repair his or her piano? What an instrument produces depends not only upon the state of the instrument, but also upon the musician. If the musician plays the blues or soars with joy, the instrument follows. Even a tuned and polished instrument cannot soar with joy if the musician chooses sadness or grief. In the case of your soul and body, the instrument becomes the blues or soars with joy. If the musician becomes consumed with grief or anger or sadness, the instrument disintegrates. In some cases, a broken instrument can be repaired, but a repair at that level cannot cure what caused the breakdown. Is it chance that one person develops heart disease while another develops cancer? Even though disease states have correlations to factors of diet, exercise, lifestyle, and heredity, these correlations cannot mask the fact that life, for some people, is a heartbreak. Others allow themselves to be consumed, to be eaten alive by the negative experiences of their lives. Can bypass surgery or chemotherapy heal that? This does not mean that it is inappropriate to care for the body or to see a physician in time of illness, even though the physical is not as real, so to speak, as the non-physical. It is, nonetheless, the lowest, densest projection of spiritual matter, and therefore, it must be honored. The body needs rest, and it needs care. But behind every aspect of the health or illness of the body is the energy of the soul. It is the health of the soul that is the true purpose of the human experience. Everything serves that.